It's all about the Marshall game for the Wildcats now after their home loss to Longview last Friday night. On the Saturday morning coaches show, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens commented on the Longview loss and on the Wildcats playoff picture going into this Friday's game at Marshall.
It was a tough night to finish for seniors, you know, in a game like that. Longview, exceptionally talented, and they showed us why they're undefeated in district play. And after the first two ball games, they've rolled off a bunch of wins. They just do a lot of things. We talked about this week being the best defense we've seen, and they proved that. Yeah. And offensively, they just kind of impose their will upon you, and they just get behind their big offensive line, and they just come at you with two big old running backs. And again, talented guys, quarterbacks, athletic, two can chunk the ball, and two big receivers outside that can go up and catch it as well. So they just kind of did what they wanted to. I mean, I was proud of our kids, though. I thought we played hard. I mean, they got after it. I mean, being optimistic, you know, first half, we really kind of felt like we could have gone in 14-7. But ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But it didn't turn out that way. And so, you know, it's one of those deals. What if? It's big ball games again, those things. I mean, turnovers probably didn't kill us last night. Really, it was more like punts. And there was a desperation shot right before half. So turnovers, I don't think, were a major factor in that part of it, except for the one that really gave them a short field that we were going for to deepen our territory with like 4th and 1. Yep. That one right there kind of stung a little bit. But the others were really kind of like a punt. We were taking a shot, just didn't work out. The big thing last night for us was some timely penalties, or untimely penalties, I guess, that really got us in a bind. So it kind of kept pushing us back, and you can't beat good people with that kind of stuff. You've got us and Hallsville tied for second. I mean, for 3rd and 4th right now, but we have the tiebreaker because we beat them head to head.
Right.
But the Marshall game now comes into effect because Halls will beat Marshall, and now within this last week, I love David Plunk, but he's going to lose to Longview. All right, so they're fixing to be sitting at 4-3. Now, if Marshall beats us, that makes us sitting at 4-3, and it makes Marshall now be 4-3. So all three of us will be tied, and if they beat us, then all three of us, it goes to points now because we've all beaten each other.
Right.
And so then we get into point scenario.
Coaches love that, don't they?
Yeah, they love it. So, I mean, the point scenario, if I get it right, if we lose by less than 5, we're still in as the big seed. All right? If we lose between 5 and 12 points, then we will be the number 2 seed and Marshall will be in. And Marshall would be in the other scenario, too, if we lose by less than 5. If we lose by more than 12, by 13 or more, we're out. Okay, and then Hallsville, Marshall in. So if we win, we're in. And that's the easiest way to look at it. That's what we need to do is just take care of business. But just not to confuse everybody, all that scenario right there, everybody's got a shot still. Us three have a shot to decide 3rd and 4th.
KSST Sports.